and State Media Concepts social media podcast. Time to hashtag everything. We talk about all the fun, crazy stories on social media. From Instagram to Facebook, Twitter to Tumblr, or probably even Friendster. Join us each week as we explore the quirky side of social media. It's the Golden State Media Concepts social media podcast.
It's simple, such a sad song. The one that we rely on.
Welcome to the GSMC Social Media News Podcast, brought to you by the GSMC Podcast Network. I'm your host, Ariane, and we have the beautiful Heidi.
Hello.
Here with us today. You look so pretty, by the way.
Oh, thanks.
Our first topic today, we're going to talk about Hurricane Michael. This was one of the biggest, it was a Category 4 when it hit the land. And so far they said it's killed over a dozen people. I think it was like 16 to be exact.
Wow.
It's crazy. Now they said this was one of the largest storms to hit Florida. I don't know if they like wanted to say hit the whole like Gulf Coast of Florida or anything like that in over a decade. I think probably since Katrina. I don't know.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, this one was super crazy that it basically, what did it say? It covered over six states, like Florida, Georgia, North and South Carolina, Virginia, the New England area. Mm. So I was like, wow, that is huge.
The number of people who were killed, is that all of those states?
So far, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so they showed, you know, two people died in Florida, two people died, you know, in South Carolina. What is it? The track or the, I don't know what it's called. The track it went on.
Like its path.
Yeah, the path. Gosh, I don't know.
I know what you meant. Track. It made sense.
Path, same thing. Yeah, the path it went on. So I guess it came in from inside the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah.
And it basically destroyed Mexico Beach in Florida.
Oof.
It looked like a tornado had just wiped through the whole thing. And wow, that was the main area. I think they also call that the Florida's Panhandle.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that, it just basically destroyed everything. They showed pictures of like houses that were just washed back so far from another neighborhood. Houses that you would think that they were on the shoreline, but there was probably like a whole neighborhood.
Oh.
But near the shoreline that got pushed back like two neighborhoods
in. Oh, wow.
It was so crazy. I was like, why do you people stay when they tell you to leave? Go. They said the article I read, and I also saw some YouTube about it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, they said they told 375,000 people to evacuate. 300,000 decided to stay and ride it out.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I was like, why, if they're telling you it's a Category 4,
right,
why stay?
Right.
So
I wouldn't stay. Granted, no. If I'm the kind of person where if there's like something going on, I'm like, well, I am out of here.
Exactly.
I will not be involved.
Right.
No
I'll
way.
See what the destruction is afterwards.
Right, yeah.
But why stay through that? It was so sad because I read one of the things in the articles that a child, little girl, ended up dying because it ripped the top of a carport out and kind of smashed into a house.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and it punctured the lung of the grandma who was babysitting and then kind of hit the little girl on the head. And she, like, since, like, the ambulance, the rescue people
yeah.
couldn't get to her, she ended up dying.
Did the grandma die?
No, she's in critical condition because it punctured her lung,
right,
broke some ribs. So they eventually brought her to the hospital.
Right.
But this little girl, just because nobody could get to her, she, with the head trauma, she ended up dying. It was so sad.
That is so sad.
Yeah. I was like, people, especially if you have kids, just
right, go. That's like the two most vulnerable, like, age groups, like a senior citizen and a child.
Right.
Oh, man. Yeah,
it was sad. And I guess the mom and dad, the grandma was watching the daughter. The mom and dad were either at work or somewhere else. And they had to call and be like, is everybody okay? And they told him, you know, what happened. And they're like, she's still kind of alive right now.
Oh, but my God.
The I think it was the father's brother called and was like, dude, she didn't make it. And it's like, it's so hard
to hear
over a phone call. You know what I
mean? Yeah.
It was horrible.
And they probably couldn't even, like, get to the house or to the hospital easily.
Well, yeah.
At that point.
Not at all. Especially with, like, all the rain, the flood, the debris everywhere. Oh, yeah. It's so sad.
With the, there was, like, the social media story of the newscaster who was, like, looked like he was struggling against wind, but people could walk. Is that this storm that they're talking about, Hurricane Michael? Or was that a different storm? Is that the Carolinas storm? I think
that was Hurricane Florence.
Okay.
Yeah. Which was, I mean, flooding is flooding and it messes up all your stuff. So,
yeah,
you know, I don't know.
Two big storms.
Yeah. Oh. See, that's why I can't live on the East Coast.
No. Yeah, no.
I was too scared of hurricanes and, like, you know, the Midwest. They tornadoes.
Hurricanes are, they sound awful.
Yeah.
Like a tornado. I remember I visited the East Coast and they were like saying, like, all right, you know, if a tornado hits, this is what you do. And I was like looking around like, a tornado, right? A tornado is going to hit. And everyone's like, what are you talking about? It's just we just go to the basement. I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah,
what? You're all so calm about this.
Exactly. Like, it's, you know, it is normal to them.
But I was terrified. I was like, I don't want to have to deal with that.
Exactly.
I've seen The Wizard of Oz. I don't want that.
It's gonna take me to a whole nother
dimension. Right, yeah, I don't need that.
Oh my gosh. I don't know if I feel like tornadoes are worse than hurricanes or vice versa. I wouldn't want to deal with the destruction and being soaking wet.
True, the water damage.
Yeah, that's just bad.
Yeah.
I mean, either way is bad because it just destroys things. But, you know, they said that there was more than a million people without power.
Oh,
I think it went up to like 1.5 million people without power. But I was like, that's like that whole East Coast area, Southeast area.
Man.
I don't know. And then I also read that when it hit land, as they said, it was a Category 4 as it hit land, and the winds were like at 155 miles an hour with like 13 foot waves.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I was like, oh, my hex. Why? Why stay?
Right.
Why try to ride that out?
That's horrifying.
I couldn't. And then I guess there was like some red algae that was infecting or contaminating like something around there. And it had been moved out or like kind of slowly moved out toward in the ocean more.
Uh-huh.
But with Hurricane Michael, it just brought it all back.
So was it like in the like the coast area and then it had kind of been brought out to the ocean, like an algae in the water?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. So it had been like a problem and then it like went away. But then it came back in full force because of the hurricane.
Right.
Oh, man. Yeah.
And they were thinking, they were like, oh, the hurricane will sweep it out more into the ocean so we don't have to deal with it. But no, it just brought it all back.
Is the algae just like a nuisance?
It was contaminating, I think, their food. Food and water. Yeah.
Oh.
So it was ridiculous. One thing I did find interesting, not interesting, kind of sad actually, is when they asked Trump about it, Mr. Trump about it, he was like, oh yeah, I'll visit them next week.
Oh.
What? Are you serious?
Oh.
I can't with this. Like, this is something, you're going to visit them next week? Like, this is a catastrophe that's going on, like they're in need of assistance and somebody's guided, like something, you know.
Did he win Florida in the election?
I don't even know.
I feel like that would be a state that he'd really want to go pay a lot of attention to.
Right, exactly. So I don't know. I just I have lots of opinions about him.
Oh, so this, I'm just like, so sad.
I have better things to do.
I mean, I guess it's better than like Puerto Rico, but.
I think, right? He didn't even go.
He didn't even go, no.
I think he went like a month later or something like that.
Yeah, God. Well, of course he didn't want to go. The whole place was out of power and resources.
And, you know, he didn't want to go. All the stuff he was talking about, that kind of culture.
Yeah.
Why would you want to go?
Exactly. Why would he want to go?
Gosh, but like I said, they said this was like one of the worst storms to hit Florida in over a decade. So I thought this was important. You guys, if you live on the East Coast, please be aware that, you know, if they tell you to evacuate, please do, because it's very dangerous.
Yes.
I mean, I know that you live there for a reason and everything, and maybe you think you can ride out a storm, but, you know, better safe than sorry.
Yeah.
You know, that's how I feel about it.
For sure. That's my life motto.
Right. Exactly. Just put me in a bubble.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Exactly. Double seatbelts every time.
Exactly. We're going to take a quick break and come back with more social media news.
Always on the go, but the day just won't be one without your Hollywood fix. Let Golden State Media Concepts Entertainment Podcast take care of that. An all-inclusive look of pop culture.
Welcome back, everyone, to the GSMC Social Media News Podcast. I'm sorry, I can't speak today.
We're doing good. We're still doing good.
It was the last topic. I don't know. We're going to move on to our next topic, which is Melania.
Melania Trump.
She made a statement on Good Morning America where she felt like she was the most bullied person in the world. In the world, not just like in America, no, just the whole world. And the reason why she said this, which is crazy to me, is because she says that since she's been trying to find a charitable campaign to work with, because that's like the standard.
That's like the first lady thing.
That's your thing. But she's been talking to a lot of organizations and foundations, and they've all turned her down because of, I feel like it's because of who her husband is.
Yeah, it's the political climate. Yeah,
exactly. And that's what she was saying. She's like, I feel like they're choosing politics over helping others.
Oh.
So I'm like, yeah,
interesting.
But you're married to a person, you know, who is obviously going to get heat or, you know, people come at him for a reason. And you want to act like you're not going to get any of that?
Right. That's rough. I mean, you're in a situation where your husband is the president. It's very polarizing.
Yeah.
And I could definitely see some charities not wanting to align themselves with that type of heat going on.
Right.
Yeah.
And so since she was getting those, you know, getting turned down mm-hmm. by a lot of them, she was like, oh, well, I feel like I'm being bullied because of something else. Oh. So that's why she chose the bullying campaign.
Oh, yeah. Interesting. Oh, I didn't know that.
And her slogan for that is be best.
Okay.
I don't even know if that's grammatically correct, but it's be best.
Did she start this charity or did she find another charity to connect with?
I think she just kind of started it.
Okay.
So, okay. I mean, I feel like because there's so many social media, like bullying things mm-hmm. and, you know, real life bullying things, not just over social media.
That makes sense. I actually think that's like a good idea of like a current topic
yeah.
to put charity efforts by. So, I mean, I don't know if I agree with her other statement of being the most bullied person in the world, but I mean, that's a good charity.
Exactly.
Lemons into lemonade, I guess.
Yeah, she's good at that because she seems like she usually just lets things slide. Which on a side note, I just read on Instagram last night mm-hmm. that they have a way, like it auto detects bullying in your comments.
Oh.
And it deletes them.
It'll just automatically delete them? Oh.
I was like, that's kind of cool, but kind of scary at the same time. Like, you're just
Can it detect sarcasm? I know. Oh, wow. I should test this.
Yeah. And I don't know if it's, like, up and started, but it said that, you know, we're going to have this, you know,
like working on it.
Yeah.
Oh. I mean, they should also auto detect, like, fake news and everything. But, you know.
I know.
That's good.
Seriously,
that's
nobody
good.
Nobody wants to hear that.
Yeah.
But yeah, so she's doing bullying, which I feel like that's still an important topic. Mm-hmm. Like you said, Heidi,
mm-hmm.
And she's still doing her
first lady duties.
Yeah. Even though she's like dropped the ball on a lot of them.
I know. Well, I feel like maybe if she does feel like she's the most bullied person, that would explain why she's not as much in the public eye as other first ladies have been.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like she's been very quiet and been very mm-hmm. like stepped back from the spotlight, like when she did like the Halloween or the Christmas decorations last year, and everyone said they were terrible and things like that. So I could like that like makes sense why she'd step back, but I am a little surprised it's taken this long for. It's been almost a year. I'm like a little surprised it's taken her this long to get onto the charity thing started,
because that's like one of the first things that most first ladies.
That's
do.
Like what you do. I think Hillary Clinton did. Legislation as well as first lady, but that's in a different situation.
Yeah, she's she different. Does it all.
I know.
Well, she also was a little upset because, and I feel like this is why she was staying a lot out of, you know, the
spotlight.
Media.
Yeah,
the spotlight was because they kept saying they kept coming at her for her wardrobe.
Oh, and, yeah, like the jacket.
Yeah,
I don't
the jacket,
care
exactly. Oh, and then even like what she wore in Africa.
Oh yeah.
And so it's like what are you okay, and so she was just like, I wish people would just focus more on what I'm trying to do and not my wardrobe. But then it's like, why don't you focus a little bit more on what you wear so people don't talk about that,
right?
Like certain things,
or like just find a different stylist.
Exactly,
there's got to be a lot of stylists out there.
Which is funny that you bring that up, because an interview I was watching, they were like, oh, she also mentioned that her and her husband discuss who they can trust in the White House. And they were like, well, maybe it's your wardrobe style. This is why I want you to get rid of that person. I was like, yeah, they kind of got a point there.
Yeah, there's probably a lot of people coming and going in that role, in all those support roles.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So I don't know if they even like choose their own stylist, or if there's like one specifically for whoever's in the White House at the time or whatever. I don't know.
Oh, like a really powerful like human resources person who's like picking
it's
them.
Like this person,
yeah, probably.
Yeah, you pick the outfits for every president and first lady. So it's like, oh, I don't want to do that.
Yeah, that'd
then
be
you
rough.
Gotta learn their style. But I don't think she has it. I feel like she might be her own stylist.
I could see that. I'm curious. I should look up what she wore before becoming first lady. That'd be interesting.
I know. I've seen so many different styles of one in particular where she was like bending over one of the desks to sign a piece of paper, and it was just a desk full of like a room full of men. You can just see her thong pointing out of her like all sticking out of her pants. It's like, is that what you're choosing to do right now? I was like,
oh, that'd be so
So,
oh no,
I don't know.
You got to get a belt
or something.
Something you got to check. You got to tuck.
Right.
I feel like that's
you don't feel the brim.
Right.
Pull your shirt down.
Oh god.
Or pull your pants up.
That, oh no.
That bothers me when I see that.
No.
I'm just like,
the whale tail. So bad.
I know.
not a good look.
Yeah. So I don't know. I just hope one thing that I hope she understands. Like I said earlier, like, do you understand that you're married to a person who does cyberbullying all the time?
Yeah.
So I feel like it's kind of hypocritical. Like, you want to talk about bullying, but your husband is over here.
Right. Yeah. Someone who is kind of a bully.
Exactly.
Yeah.
One of the largest cyber bullies. Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know how she can expect not to get that kind of, backlash or.
Yeah. I mean, I wish her luck on this campaign.
I really
do. That'll be difficult.
Seriously, especially because it's just like, nobody wants to hear that because we know who your husband is.
I know. Yeah. That's,
yeah.
It's not a good situation.
We're going to move on from that.
Yeah.
So I'm going to talk about actually a kind of cool thing that's happening with Singapore Airlines. They're going to have a 19-hour flight from Singapore to New York nonstop. It's the longest flight. It will be the longest flight in the world.
Oh, wow. So, is it like a nice plane?
Yeah, it holds 161 passengers. That's how the seating goes. But the chairs are more like beds. Like, those small cots that kind of fold out?
Yeah.
Those like really tiny ones. They're like half the size of a twin.
Okay.
But they look like that, but they look super comfortable. Now, this airline says that it's going to offer, the flight offers science-based recommendations and strategies for improved sleep, balanced meal choices, and exercise that promote circulation. So you're not just kind of sitting and laying the whole 19 hours.
Oh.
Yeah. I thought it was, the food that they showed in like the picture for their balanced choice was like lobster, organic chicken with zucchini. I was like,
I want lobster.
Yeah. I wonder how much these tickets are, though, like these seats.
Yeah, that's got to be really expensive.
Yeah.
Because it's not like Singapore and New York are inexpensive places to go to.
Exactly, exactly. And before it was like a one-stop thing, so you had to fly somewhere and then go to Singapore. And I think before, the longest flight was, I think, like 16 hours from Australia to L.A. or something like that.
Okay.
But that the plane looks amazing. The seating, or the however you want to call it, sitting, laying, whatever you choose to do.
Is it kind of like you have like a backrest and then it extends out like till your legs can be like fully extended?
No, it looked like one of those fold out beds. So
kind of like a futon sort of thing, or like a day bed.
Yeah. So I was like, that's pretty cool, because then you have like the split in the middle. So like a wall almost that divides you from your neighbor.
Oh.
And then like the center would be two beds, but it's divided by a wall. And then on the other side, on each side of the plane where the windows are, is another section.
Oh.
So it's a pretty big plane.
It's like a little cubby.
Yeah. So I was like, this is pretty cool. They do have like the TVs on it and everything like that. I was like, I want to try this one day when I get rich.
Right, yeah.
I can't afford that right now.
When I can have, like, good, a nice trip to Singapore.
Exactly.
And back to New York.
Yeah.
Wow. So that's cool.
I thought it was pretty cool. When I get rich, I'll probably try there.
Yeah, and then tell me about it.
You can come with me.
Oh, perfect. We'll podcast Singapore. In Singapore.
I know. Why not? I don't know what Singapore is like, so.
I don't know. It's probably pretty nice. They have a 19-hour flight with really nice beds and everything, so they're probably pretty cool.
The flight there is worth it alone.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then we can even just stay on the plane.
And then just fly back.
Exactly. Like, this is what we came for. We came for the flight.
We'll do a podcast on the plane.
Yeah, because there's Wi-Fi and all that.
Oh, yeah. Perfect.
Exactly.
We could do so many podcasts, 19 hours.
We should just fly around and do podcasts on what we see.
That'd be awesome.
We're going to take a quick break and be back right after this.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Back to the GSMC Social Media News Podcast. Our last topic, we're going to talk about the Falling Stars Challenge. Have you ever heard of it?
I have not heard the name of it, but as soon as you like said it to me, I was like, oh, that's what I've been seeing.
Like, describe it.
The pictures make so much more sense. Yeah.
Okay, so the Falling Star Challenge, I'll describe it to you guys. First, I'm going to tell you, it started in Russia among the young elite. So like those young rich people. In August, this past August. So the idea is to take a picture of yourself in an extravagant fall pose, outside your high-end sports car, like your Maserati, whatever.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Or your yacht, your private jet, with just all your fancy stuff kind of like laid out around you. and just take that picture and post it on social media.
Oh, so when I fall out of my Mercedes, I can just take that picture.
Yeah.
Right. Perfect.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Just, you know, and then hashtag Falling Stars Challenge or, you know, whatever. It's totally like something you're supposed to do.
Yeah. So something that everyone can participate in.
Exactly. So you don't feel dumb if you fall out your car. I mean, that's what's supposed to happen.
You trip over all of your money.
Exactly. I thought this was crazy because, first of all, it's expanded to Thailand and Indonesia. So everybody there is doing it too. Is that it hasn't caught on in America or the UK. I feel like just because it looks super ridiculous. But you never know. You might start seeing it here in America or the UK. These people are doing the most. Okay, let me tell you. Like, I saw one where this lady was in her red convertible sports car. I don't even know what kind of car it was. I'm not good with cars like that. But she had, like, her feet still in. So she was falling out of the passenger side. But she was, like, laid on the ground.
Yeah.
One of her feet was still in the seat. Okay. And she was wearing these super cute stiletto red heels. They hung, like, one of her heels on the door handle. The door was, like, wide open. But then she had, like, her fancy, like, sunglasses laid out, her purse, her, like, high-end chapstick. And it almost looked like a murder scene, but without the blood and all that, all your fancy, like, high-end purses, shoes, and everything like that.
So would you, like, put out, like, your whole closet?
I don't know.
Like, is it supposed to look like your purse just, like, spilled over?
Yeah, your purse or, like, let's say I saw another one where it was, like, all this woman's shopping bags.
Oh.
Just, like, and everything she had shopped for, like, was kind of spilling out of those shopping bags and her purse.
Right.
I saw one that was in Indonesia, and it was this lady falling out the little cart or bicycle thing that she had. And it was all her food that she had just bought just on the floor. I was like, Kate, why would you put your food on the floor? But it was like the Falling Star Challenge. So I was like, I feel like you shouldn't be putting your food.
That's not as like rich though.
In the dirt. No.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah. But
is it like a picture as they're falling or once they're already on the ground?
Once they're already on the ground.
Okay. Yeah. But just like in the position like they just like hit the ground.
Exactly.
Oh.
Exactly.
I see.
It was super crazy. I don't think I would ever do something like that just because I don't like dirt and being on the ground. Oh my God, what's been here?
Yeah. Just take the picture.
Yeah, and then you gotta wait and then you go back and edit all of them to make it look like you're like super fancy. I don't have a fancy car, first of all.
Yeah.
Or a yacht or my own private jet. So I mean,
that'd be crazy if you're falling out of your private jet. Isn't there like stairs to get up there?
Yeah. Well, that was one of them where the chick, it's mostly females that I've seen.
Okay.
But the girl had, she was on the last step.
Oh.
And like her foot was on the last step, but she was like face down on the ground. I'm trying to tell you, it looks like a murder scene without the blood.
Okay. I could see that. Yeah. Yeah. I've seen some Instagram pictures of that. I saw one where there was like a child and he had like little like toy cars that you can kind of drive around.
Yeah.
And it was like a one that kind of looked like a Ferrari, like a car, like a convertible sports car. And it looked like he had like fallen out of it. And I think there was like a sippy cup or something. And I was like,
See, when kids do it, it's cute. When adults do it, you just look weird.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't think I will ever do that. Of course, I drive a Chevy Malibu, so it's like, nobody wants to see me falling out of my Chevy Malibu. It's like not cute at all.
Yeah, I don't know what would fall out of my. Just like, oh, it's just like a pad and some chapstick.
No one
cares
stuff.
About that.
Exactly. Your oversized wallet that you have to keep in your purse, a bunch of papers or receipts
all the receipts.
Yeah, exactly, all the receipts because we hold on to those for no reason.
Have to return something. You never know.
I know. Exactly. And then you're like a year later, you're like, oh, wow, I can't even read the receipt anymore.
Yeah, it's too late now.
But yeah, I thought that was the craziest. That's one of the craziest challenges I've heard. So, or even seen. I don't know. It must be nice if you have a lot of money and you can do stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. So if you get like a stain on something, it doesn't matter. Just buy another one.
I would like lay out my stained shirt to lay on.
Yeah, exactly.
Be like, okay, this is my, you know, Falling Star Challenge.
Yeah.
But I don't know why they decided to call Falling Stars because I don't feel like any of them were stars in any kind of way, like celebrities. They were just super rich.
Yeah. I feel like that's the one the super rich would call themselves.
Stars. Gosh, wouldn't it be nice?
It would be.
Everybody,
if I had
able.
A sports car to fall out of,
yeah,
that'd be nice.
Just ask somebody, can I borrow? I just need to take a picture in front of it.
Right.
I know it's your car, but I don't have one. So
I brought my purse and all my belongings to fall out.
Exactly. Shopping bag. You know, it looks like Walmart.
Yeah. Yeah. Just.
Oh, man.
I feel like for this, I might have to try Target. You know, yeah, step it up just a little bit.
A little bit. Right. Oh, that's horrible. I just want to mention as the last thing here on our show today that Monday, Monday is World Students Day and Global Handwashing Day. So
it's very important.
Wash your hands. Stay clean. Don't spread germs because right. That's gross.
Right.
World Student Day, I'm just going to just touch upon this real quick, is... was started because the, I guess he was the most loved president in India, Dr. APJ Abdul Kalam. And I hope I didn't just butcher this man's name. But he was a scientist who loved teaching. He was a teacher also. And due to his love for the students that he taught and promoting education, he wanted, you know, something to... for, like, I guess India to remember him by. So mm-hmm. He wanted it to be World, like, Student Day. And it actually falls on his birthday.
Oh, October that's 15th really nice. Year.
So
okay.
I thought that was pretty cool. Education is important. So right. If you're a student, keep going. Push through the stress. Mm-hmm. You'll make it. Just don't give up.
Stay in school.
Exactly.
Monday, so, October 15th.
Exactly.
Nice.
So we're going to end the show with all that. And thank you so much for listening. Please join us for the next Social Media News Podcast.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Social Media Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, from movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.